The Lang Kwantana Medina Municipal Assembly has started clearing unauthorized traders and squatters from the main pavements at Zongo Junction to allow free flow of traffic. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Municipal Chief Executive Franklin Ankun said it is also important to clear the area to allow the road contractor to complete work. Ms. Ankun spoke to George Ankra.
As an assembly, we realize that it is not even good for people to continue doing business at where we have not authorized them to be doing. So we've been taking them off some time now, but this time around we have changed our strategy because we realize that the task force that has been working with them has become so familiar with them, community-based content. So we have changed our tactics by sending other people in there to make sure that we drive them off. That is all that we are doing. Bring sanity to the area so that pedestrians also have their way, motorists also have their way, so that we don't have any accidents come the future.
I met a scene and some of the women who were affected were insulting the task force members. Did you use the opportunity to educate them for the last before you are clearing the window? They are supposed to know that they are not supposed to be there because the road must be completed.
Yes, we did. Our van has been put on the road to educate them. We have also now established an information center at the Medina Market, of which we are using widely to, you know, the public. So we did. We did.
Mr. Ankun also touched on the poor sanitation situation and warned that anyone caught pouring rubbish into the drains would be prosecuted.
It is a challenge that we are facing as an assembly, but that notwithstanding, we are not daunted. We are doing what we could. All that we have been doing now is continue educating them whilst we clear those that they have been dumping and making some few arrests. We have a team in place, a task force of the police and then the environmental health unit who have been going around now taking arrests. So that is what we are doing currently.
Some people were complaining that the assembly has been collecting taxes or tolls even on Sunday night. Why have you resorted to Sunday or night toll collection? Is there any special reason?
Yes. A decision was taken by the assembly that we should introduce night toll collection, of which we have started. The basis of the Sunday collection. The Sunday collection is something that the auditors who drew our attention to. That the people, they come on Sundays and leave all kind of waste by the roadside. So whose money do we use to clear the waste that they come to leave? So we saw reason in it, and we think that, yes, we need to go on them and make sure that they also pay like the other people who come to do business from Monday to Saturday. So that is all that we are doing.
Did you educate them to appreciate why you need to do it?
We did a lot of education, my brother. We put out a lot of information, but it's like when somebody pretends to be sleeping, there's no way you can wake that person up.
Is there any advice you want to give those people you are clearing from the pavement?
Yes, the piece of advice that I want to give them is that we need them to leave the pavement so that we can have a clear way for the pedestrians and as well as motorists having their way. Because when you get to the Zongo Junction especially, the place is choked just because people have taken over the streets and they want to be selling. My appeal again is to the media, that the media must also assist us so that we can educate them why we are saying that they should live there. The media is such a powerful tool that perhaps when people listen to them, they take that one more than we going onto the streets using the van announcing to them. So let us all come together and make sure that a very congenial atmosphere for ourselves.